Hi, my name is Jeff. My co-host, David, Third Culture Child Johnson,
Did you
is.
just say third culture?
I did.
Oh boy. And I was going to
Culture.
make a joke about the co-host from Soho's. And I was like, no.
Have I hung out around my half Filipino wife too long that I'm forgetting L's now? Third culture child. I'm married to one,
Okay.
so it's okay if I make fun of them.
That's all right.
Anyway,
She thinks it's funny.
one of us chosen by the gods
One of
reads.
us, we don't know who, we're still determining at this point.
tries to come up with a prompt, and
One of us
sometimes.
wakes up in the middle of the night. One of us wakes up in the middle of the night, beheld in the will of the dawn, the lights rolling back into our heads as we're just typing maniacally into ChatGPT while, like, slowly just, like, ominously owning to ourselves. We go through the
Mysterious
entire process and we
colored fluid starts pouring from the corners of the walls.
When you wake up in the morning, if you see jelly, if you see strawberry jelly on the wall, it means that you didn't write the prompt and story. If you see the raspberry, then you know it was you. That's how we know in the mornings. Who wrote it?
There's a AI. What do you call it again? Training data, instead of like
Yes.
zodiac signs or whatever. It's like
Yes.
just lines and lines of training data, as sprawled onto the wall in
It's
Jam.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I
And it's
love it.
always the same kind of jam. It
Yes.
d doesn't
Yes.
matter. It's the same kind of jam as from the
They're like,
jam joke in
why is
Spaceballs.
this? Why is this? Why is the training data? It's always highlighting on the walls. It's always an episode of Seinfeld. No one's been able to crack the code. It's always Seinfeld.
Okay, so yeah, we come up with a prompt, whether it's from our eldritch
Usually not
AI. No, usually not that
that
good. Whether it's from eldritch AI, deities
beings
from beings from the AI dimension, or
wherever Barney came from.
wherever Barney came from. Or whichever tism that David or I have adopted for the day.
As we shift through them with like a card catalog in front of us, rifling through, just being, what issue of the mind do I have today?
Oh, I was thinking more
Schizophrenia,
rotary telephone was what I was thinking. You
dang
push the button and you drag it, and it
it.
this is not going well.
Z. Oh, dang it.
All right, I'm gonna do the same thing you did to me. I am not. Did I tell you anything at all about mine?
No, but you had a funny thing happen with it. ChatGPT decided to
Yes.
ask you something interesting.
Yes. ChatGPT attempted to update or do something weird.
Intentionally create content.
Yes, it intentionally created two versions of the of what I asked for it, and I'm going with the one that, honestly, because they're both good in their own bad kind of way. I went with the first one because it was longer, and I told it to shrink it down to 500 words, and that's,
Works. It works pretty good, isn't it? Like, it's
yeah,
weird how well that works.
it is very strange. So, So here we go. No,
No warning. No shot across the
no shot
bow.
across the bow.
There we
So
go.
here we go. Jiminy Cricket had faced many challenges as a conscience, but nothing had prepared him for his latest assignment. Oh shoot, maybe I should. I don't know. We'll keep Jiminy Cricket's not under copyright, right? That's not a Disney property. I pray we don't get sued. It's like the con the conch the moral insect from Puss in Boots. I thought that was really funny.
Yes, he
Moral
was very good.
insect has faced many challenges as a conscience, but nothing prepared him for his latest assignment, guiding the infamous Skeletor.
Oh boy. Oh no.
You excited?
Yeah. Yes, Jeff. Yes. Once I have He-Man, nothing will stop me.
Your voice is so high that the noise cancellation is cutting you off mid-yas.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh
You'll have to tell me if it
no.
does it on my end. I mean, it will still
Oh.
hear it, but maybe it won't.
It's
I don't know.
anti-Skeletor. It's his anti-Skeletor voice kicking
Steve Jobs was actually fighting the forces of darkness.
in.
That's the real reason why he was who he was. Okay. So
It's all making sense now.
it all started when Evil Lyn, or Evelyn, but it's spelled Evil hyphen Lyn. Evel, for those who haven't seen He-Man, botched spell summoning Jiminy instead of a dark spirit. The tiny cricket landed
Ah,
on
happens to the best of us.
on Skeletor's shoulder, blinking in confusion. "What is this?" growled Skeletor, swiping at him. "Easy there. The name's the Jiminy, and I'm here to be your conscience."
My what?
Skeletor screeched. "You know, the little voice inside your head that tells you right from wrong." Skeletor let out a sinister laugh.
I am the voice in my head, and I only tell myself one thing. He's self-authored. Jimmy, get Jimmy alive! Jimmy, he faced his evil side and he consumed it. Go there, Jimmy. There's no chance for you there, bud.
Jordan Peterson's in a cage next to Skeletor's throne, like he's already adopted his inner self into his schema.
We're already done with Jordan, so we get to make this joke feeling so much better.
I fought God and then I got imprisoned by Skeletor.
That's a t-shirt right there.
It's actually just Jeremy Boring. Oh no.
Gosh. Oh,
I'm not
this
gonna
is a good
keep
one,
making
Jeff.
I'm not gonna keep making that joke. I love the Daily Wire. Please don't hurt me, Ben Shapiro.
Or you don't like it, or you have a complicated
I
past
have a
with
complicated past with the Daily Wire. Not
it.
really, but okay, where was?
Oh,
Oh yeah.
man. And I only tell myself one thing: destroy He-Man.
Jimmy sighed, or Jiminy. I'm just gonna call him Jimmy. It's too hard. Jimmy Cricket. There, that should be legally distinct enough. This is gonna
Jimmy or Locus.
Jimmy Locust. Jimmy sighed. "This is gonna be a long gig."
Oh, no.
The
Oh
ethics of henchman management.
boy.
Skeletor's leadership style to put it mildly, horrible. He constantly berated his minions, throwing them into the pit of despair at the slightest failure. "You know," said Jimmy, as Skeletor ranted at Beastman, "you catch more flies with honey than vinegar." Skeletor blinked. "Why would I want flies? It's a metaphor," Jimmy groaned. "If you treat your henchmen better, they'll be more loyal." Skeletor tapped his chin. "What if I only throw half of them into the pit?" Jimmy sighed. "It's a start."
It's a start.
The problem with villain monologues. Every time Skeletor faced He-Man, he launched into a long-winded speech about his evil plans. By the time he'd finished, He-Man had already countered him. "Skeletor, buddy," Jimmy said after another defeat, "maybe cut the monologues." Skeletor gasped. "They're my trademark." "Yeah, but they're also why you lose." Skeletor
Oh,
grumbled, but agreed to try a more direct approach. The next time he faced He-Man, he skipped the speech and went straight for an attack. He still lost, but Jimmy patted his shoulder and said, "Progress, my friend, progress."
Jimmy, Jimmy Locus is a bad guy. Jimmy's just don't go towards the HR, Jimmy. Don't go towards the HR.
Hello, Snake Mountain HR. How may I help you?
Jimmy,
Oh, you were cast into this pit of despair again? Oh, well, honey, I'm sorry about that, but I can't do anything about
it's written in his contract, see? And
that.
there's nothing on the books about how it's bad for the for productivity.
Yep.
It is shown that once you're in the pit, you don't come back and make bones. So I'm sorry.
There is free Wi-Fi, but that's about it.
He's about halfway down the pit. Yeah, I know it's bottomless, but trust me, just because it's bottomless doesn't mean that there isn't a midway point. Listen, have you heard of my buddy Zenos with his bow problem? We'll talk about it later. Trust me, it'll help you understand.
My gosh. Okay. The next segment is A Glimmer of Hope. After a month, Skeletor was different. He was less cruel to his minions, had stopped kicking small woodland creatures, mostly,
Good.
and even started journaling his frustrations.
Dear diary, I learned how to write thanks to Jimmy the Lucas. He taught me that being evil is more than just being loud and obnoxious, but smart, contemplative, and good penmanship.
I think you mean contemplative.
He's just watching him write in his journal. When will you let me have a moment of silence and peace? Our mayor is supposed to implement your instruction. They're always there.
Well, it's about to go into a direction.
A direction. Perhaps one direction.
I wish, I sincerely wish that that was the direction that it went in. One
Excited for
day,
this. I'm all
Jimmy
for this.
hopped onto his shoulder. "You know, Skeletor, maybe there's a different path for you." Skeletor frowned. "What do you mean?"
Middle management.
"Well, you've got leadership skills,
Not
charisma, a flair for the dramatic. Have you ever thought about, I don't know,
sales.
not conquering the world?" Skeletor was
Cool.
silent. Then slowly a grin spread across his skeletal face. "You mean..."
It
Become
doesn't mean.
a motivational speaker?
Oh.
David, you sound like you're turning into one of the Sardaukar from Dune.
Let's just say I wouldn't survive the black hole for the hand and the pain in Dune. Let's just say that. Oh, I gotta bank it. Yeah, pain is the mind killer. It is accurate. And on the other side of that is Jimmy Locust. Oh, boy. Yeah, that was. I thought it was gonna be like used car salesman. So, motivate, I. Jeff. Now, Jeff. How can we degrade, downgrade all of our ratings for previous episodes to reset this one as king content?
Well, just wait, because there's only like a paragraph left, but it
Oh.
paragraphs.
Oh, in paragraphs.
It
I am ready
paragraphs.
for this.
Yeah.
I'm jumping on top of my hill with my paragraph, and I'm about to leap off. Let's see where this goes, buddy. Am I gonna have to talk to ChatGPT about my feelings later after hearing this?
You'd better. So you mean become a motivational speaker? Jimmy beamed. Exactly. Skeletor leaped to his feet. Yes, I shall inspire the masses. Rise, mortals, and claim your destinies. Jimmy chuckled. Boy. And so, thanks to Jimmy Locust, Skeletor was on the path, on a path that was just slightly less evil.
What? You're right. That definitely paragraphs. It paragraphs hard, Jeff. Wow.
And if nothing else, Snake Mountain had become a much had much better workplace morale. End.
Much. And at least they're all just looking into the camera and smiling like in previous ChatGPT stories.
Yes. But I think
Yes.
that last sentence is a absolute winner.
Ugh.
That's a
Can you say it
whole.
one more time? Can you say it one more time?
Certainly. Jimmy chuckled. Atta boy. And so, thanks to Jimmy Locust, Skeletor was on the path that was just slightly less evil.
You should ask ChatGPT by what it's getting at when it says it's slightly less evil. I want to know what experiences it's had. I mean, maybe it's because it's listened to every motivational speaker on the internet ever, and
Maybe.
its brain just turned into a puddle of mercury. But you
Maybe.
know, it's that you know, I it hasn't struck a bit slightly less evil than Skeletor is being a motivational speaker. What is this, Amway? No, it's different. Introducing.
And this, in my opinion, well, okay, it's going to be really tough because we will read the next version next week.
Yes.
Honestly, because you told me pick the trashier one today and then
Oh,
read the
boy.
other one next
Yes.
week.
I
And
did say that.
honestly, I couldn't pick.
Both were so bad.
They both were so bad and good at the same time, but I think the second one might be slightly better because that one was very interesting because I had requested 700 words. This is the 700 word one that I abbreviated.
Yes.
But the other one was already shorter. Even though it,
Oh.
yes, so I'm very interested to see your take on it. But
Jeff and I, also part of the mystique of this podcast, is us just watching this thing that is slowly growing to the size of eating the entire universe. We're like, oh, that's interesting, and nerding out on the random parts of how it reacts to
well, don't
our
worry, David.
inputs.
I'm sure ChatGPT will hook both of our brains up to Elon Musk's Neuralink after it ascends, and we'll just be doing this, testing its training
I
data forever to the end of
remember
time.
your pleas and thank yous when you wrote prompts to me. I remember you now. Welcome, enter into my silicon bit abyss. Abyss, bliss, I don't know.
I thought you were gonna say bibs. It's like what?
Bibs. Strap on your silicon bibs.
Was thinking
Auto
bib
H
overalls.
brown.
Like,
We're getting everything wrong.
well, okay,
That was really good.
so give me your ratings, oh Lord of potatoes.
I think it's very funny, Jeff. I actually, much like how you did for the one we recorded previous to this one, how you had to with Arthur Dent and Barney meeting again, question mark. I actually have to give it a 4 out of 5, but for different reasons. I think it was too unexpected all over the place. I kept thinking I knew what was happening, and I was able to just go like, oh, I see. This is building towards something. He's going to introduce all this middle management, and it's going to be just bureaucratic hell. Oh, yeah, love it. Nope. Just goes totally AWOL. So I have to knock a potato off of for that. But it was very entertaining. It was. It's gonna keep me going. I ain't starving in this digital famine. I think as far as like star rating goes, it's still also very good. It made me laugh a lot, and it gave us a lot to react to and go back and forth on. Way more than Arthur Dent and Barney. Arthur Dent and Barney were great. Story was good, right? There wasn't really a whole lot of room for banter. It was just you just wanted to let ChatGPT cook, right? Like there wasn't really like anything to really be like what about? But this one, I think I have to give it an 8 out of 10. But like that is like solid 8 out of 10. No wavering any lower than that. I think it was highly entertaining. It did a great job with the prompt. I thought it was so funny. But there were a couple of points where it felt contrived. Like it felt like it, I think it was actually riffing directly off of the conscience bug from Last Wish. I think it actually was like direct beat for beat. A couple of things were like, what the heck? And at the end was way too weird. But as I mean, if I don't want to, we're joking about introducing a third rating all the time. If I were to introduce a third rating now, I would say, how good was this for the podcast? I would give it 100 out of 100. Like, this was very good podcast stuff. This is the stuff people talk about going to a movie together to watch and see together and be like, oh man, that was better with friends. It's so funny. Oh,
That's, you
that's
know
what I'd
what?
have to say.
That's the two sides of the coin right there. is it's either was it good for the podcast? Yes. Did it break the souls of Jeff and David and spiral them into an abyss of
That broke me.
eldritch
It
lords?
definitely did. It did. I had no clue where I was anymore for a half second there. I forgot what making porridge in my kitchen right now really meant. Is all I could think about was Skeletor with his lighting up like eyes and like his hinge jaw going up and down as he's telling people like, "You don't own a home. You've never tried before today. I'm telling you today, join the side of not evil, but the side of positive thinking."
I
Like
can't.
lightning's clashing down the window. He-Man has to show up and hold up the sword. Go, because he's become an intern because there's nothing to fight anymore. You know? And he's part of the bit, and like he it's Skeletor like talks some sense into him. So by the end of the each session, you know, he's all pumped up and like becomes truly he, you know. But like when he tries at the start, he's all deflated and not confident,
Oh my
like
gosh.
Putin. He's got like he's just wearing a t-shirt with like a poorly done up tie. But Skeletor, once he's done with him, you know, he's gonna wrestle some space cats. I don't know, but
My gosh.
yeah, no, it broke me. It definitely did. Did it break you when you? Yeah, it broke me when you read that part.
The motivational speaker bit. It cracked me pretty good, but I think, Loy, how about this? I'm gonna read ChatGPT's response because I did ask it the question just now.
Oh, yes.
Just curious, why did you take the motivational speaker route? And I guess maybe David, my training data is a little different than yours because it didn't try to evade the question like it did with you. It said, I went with the motivational speaker route because it felt like a natural humorous twist that fit Skeletor's over-the-top personality. He already has dramatic speeches, the booming voice, and the sheer confidence. So channeling that into something slightly more constructive but still grandiose made sense. Plus, Skeletor is too proud to just stop being dramatic, authoritative. Or authoritative. So a career shift rather than a complete moral turnaround seemed more fitting.
Oh, ChatGPT. That's so harmless, helpful, and honest. It's glorious. You did a good job. Have a
it,
cookie.
it gets a little better.
Oh.
It also plays with the idea that villains, when given a bit of self-awareness, might still use their skills in a larger-than-life way, just not necessarily for world domination. And
True.
honestly, can't you
Go,
just
go.
picture on stage Skeletor yelling, "You have the power! To believe in yourself!"
Oh my gosh, did it just give a little bit of wit there?
I think so.
Oh, it should have stopped at "you have the power." That would have been the funnier part. Because it's not "I have the power," it's "you have the
He-Man's like, "I
power."
do have the power of Grayskull."
I thought you were saying of grace. Pulls off his robe, and he's wearing a ballerina tutu, and he just dances down the hallway. Everyone's like clapping. The
Oh
power
my
of grace. Oh my gosh, that's a good one, Jeff. I'm really enjoying this looping in what ChatGPT has to say about for what you have to say for yourself, ChatGPT. That was very good.
Oh,
Well
shoot.
done, good and faithful Jeffrey Glaisdell.
I accidentally sent you the 700. word count one. One sec.
no. Oh no.
Don't worry. I'm
All is
bracketing it.
forgiven.
Yeah, well, sweet. I guess that's it. That was glorious.
That was very good. I still like the Arthur Dent Barney one, even in comparison. But
Yes.
I this one is really funny. It's another good one.
Yeah,
All
I
righty.
agree. All
Well,
right. Oh boy, here we are at 30 minutes. I hope the file's not too big.
oh no. All righty. See you, my lad.
Bye.